Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Kirsten Shumway, and I'm a legal analyst with the Division of Professional Licensing, or DOPPL. I will be the presiding officer today facilitating this emergency action review proceeding. We will now call our meeting to order. It is now 9:04 a.m. on February 5th, 2026. This is a hybrid meeting with an anchor location in room 475 on the fourth floor of the Heber M. Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. And this meeting is also available virtually through Google Meets. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, the open portions of the meeting are being recorded and will be classified as public record. The recording will be posted on the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, written minutes will also be prepared for this meeting. Approved minutes will be posted on the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days after approval. The following committee members are in attendance, and will you please say yes after I read your name? Ken Adams?
Yes.
Devin Peterson? Sorry, Devin, I didn't hear you. Are you on?
I think he pushed the wrong button and logged himself out.
Okay.
And you've done that.
Okay, we'll wait just a moment for him to jump back on. There he is. Hi, Devin. Thanks. Welcome back. So just if you could just verbally say that you are here.
You might be muted.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, thanks, Devin. The last one is Mark Westover.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. They are all electricians who have been appointed by the chair of the, which committee? Is this the electricians board? By Justin May. Okay, thank you. Who's the board chair? Okay, the following individuals representing the division and the Department of Commerce are in attendance. Kirsten Shumway, presiding officer, Stephen Duncombe, bureau manager, Nicole Herrera, acting board secretary, Michelle Phillips, attorney Phelps, who's an assistant attorney general, Bobby Main, chief investigator in DOPPL, Mike Smith, investigator with DOPPL, Brian Berry, investigator with DOPPL. We also, from the AG's office, we have Stevenson Smith and Alexandra Butler. Is there anybody else who I missed? Sorry.
Stephen Peterson with Consumer Protection.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I don't think do we have any other visitors?
I'm Stacey Cornaby with Consumer Protection also.
Okay.
With the Attorney General's office?
Yeah, Attorney General's office, sorry.
Okay. Patient Joe, Assistant Attorney General with the AG's office.
Okay. And three of you?
I'm Kenneth.
Okay.
And I'm Ashley Gregson. I'm his attorney.
Okay.
And this is Alex Torres, who's a representative of his employer.
Okay.
He's from an office employer.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. As a courtesy to everyone As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, at this time we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. Please be sure to sign the attendance report for this meeting when you come in. Okay, committee motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. I will keep track of the closed meeting. Let's go ahead and proceed with the emergency action review. First, we need to administer the oath of office to each committee member. Each of you should have the oath of office in front of you. Is that correct? And what I'll need you to do is each of you needs to read that raise your right hand and read that. And why don't we start with Ken Adams and then have Devin Peterson and then Mark Westover.
Sorry, I'm slow getting it pulled up here. Just a sec. Okay. I, Ken Adams, having been appointed as a member of the Emergency Review Committee, do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state, and that I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
Thank you. And be sure to sign and date that for us.
Got it.
Devin, go ahead.
I, Devin Peterson, have been appointed as a member of the Emergency Hearing Committee. I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state, and I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
Thank you. Mark, go ahead.
I don't have that right at the moment. I thought I printed everything off, but I don't have that one. Which email was that on?
That would have been the e-signature that came from Nicole Herrera. Oh.
Okay.
I could read it off and have them repeat after me. Is that the okay? All right. So we're going to have you, I'm going to read it off for you and then you repeat after me. Okay, Mark?
Okay.
Okay. I, and then say your name.
Mark Westover. I'm Mark Westover.
Having been appointed as a member.
Having been appointed as a member.
Of the Emergency Action Review Panel.
Of the Emergency Action Review Panel.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the state.
And the Constitution of the state.
And I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
And thank you.
Sorry about that.
No worries, we were able to get it done. Okay, at this time we need to appoint a chair for the committee, and I understand that Ken Adams has been chosen.
Yes.
As a member of the committee. Okay, we need a motion to, one of the other members needs to motion to make Ken Adams the chair of this committee. Can I have one of you make that motion and the other second it?
I'll motion that. It's Mark Westover.
Okay. Devin, can you second that?
I second that, Devin Peterson.
Okay. All in favor of making Ken Adams the chair of this committee, please say aye.
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 Did you get the third?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, at this point, since we are going to be discussing the character, professional competence, or physical and mental health of an individual, we will go ahead and close this portion of the meeting. There's a sworn statement that needs to be read by the chair for the record.
So okay, Ken, have that. This is Ken Adams. In accordance with Utah Code annotated 52-4-2051A, I move that the committee close this portion of the emergency review proceeding to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Thank you. And we need to have Devin or Mark make that motion or second it.
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, all members have voted in favor of closing the meeting. It is now 9:13. We will now close the meeting. I just turn the recording and turn the recording off.
Since it's a closed meeting, I believe.